USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden confirms he'll sign the coronavirus relief bill on Friday. He tweeted, "Help is here," moments after the House passed the nearly $2 trillion plan. The majority of Americans will be receiving a check for $1,400, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reminds us.
You're really happy about getting a $1,400 check. You know, again, imagine that, right? Giving free money to people is popular. I get that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's costing you $5,700, give or take. And if you're not paying for it, your kids are. Look, if this is really as popular as the Democrats say it is, we're in a lot of trouble as a country. It means that we have fully given in to this notion that we should be bribed by our government for false promises.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Merrick Garland confirmed today as the next Attorney General. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas's mask mandate ends on Wednesday, and businesses are allowed to operate at 100% capacity. Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibits local governments from enforcing their own mask requirements. However, masks can still be required at private businesses and federal property. Some Jewish conservatives plan to celebrate the end of the COVID restriction with a mask-burning party. An online advertisement for the outdoor event says people who can attend can burn their masks at a communal bonfire. Alaska taking a big step regarding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for this twice-a-year ritual to be canceled.
A bipartisan group of senators have renewed efforts to permanently end the twice-a-year daylight savings time transition. First incorporated on July 1, 1908, the residents of Port Arthur, Ontario, Canada, initiated the plan. In 1970, Port Arthur became Thunder Bay, and with nearly 2,200 hours of sunlight each year, Thunder Bay is the sunniest city in eastern Canada. The time change was first initiated in the United States during World War I, and then reinstituted again during World War II, all a part of the war effort's energy-saving plan. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican from Mississippi, says the public safety improvements, economic benefits, as the well-being of the American people are all excellent, credible reasons to embrace year-long daylight savings time. End quote. Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that do not participate in DST. Oh, and by the way, daylight savings time is this weekend as we spring forward 1 hour early Sunday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two Republican congressmen are calling for an examination of legal conservatorship like the one Britney Spears is in. Matt Gaetz of Florida and Ohio's Jim Jordan want a hearing to look at whether court-ordered conservatorships may be unjust. They say that public concern is growing about the arrangements that withhold personal rights from people, especially after a recent documentary on Spears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.